Worldview Radio and WVW-TV is made possible because of listeners like you. Thank you so much for your tax-deductible contribution that you can make at WVWFoundation.com. That's WVWFoundation.com or by calling 901-825-0652. That's 901-825-0652. You can also send your tax-deductible contribution via check to WVW Foundation, P.O. Box 1690, Collierville, Tennessee 38027. That's again WVW Foundation, P.O. Box 1690, Collierville, Tennessee 38027. Thank you for helping make possible Worldview Radio and WVW-TV broadcasts.
Faith, spiritual values, moral issues, government, economy, education, work, responsibility. What we think about these depends on our worldview. Now, VCY America presents Worldview Weekend Radio with Brannon House.
All right, welcome. Glad you guys are with us. And we're going to pick up our series on transhumanism is eugenics. Transhumanism is eugenics. Here, look at this slide for those watching by television, those by radio. It is a picture of Francis Galton. And Francis Galton is considered the father of eugenics. He's considered the father of eugenics. And he set up the Eugenics Records Office in 1904 at the University College of London. Now, he's a cousin of Charles Darwin. Well, isn't that interesting? Eugenics says what? Survival of the fittest. What was the subtitle of Darwin's book? No one wants to talk about because it was so racist. It was about selecting races, the preferred races. Certain races we are going to choose, certain races we're going to eliminate. Well, here's the problem. First of all, there's only one race, the human race. There's different people groups. They started there at the Tower of Babel when God confused their languages, and they spread off and took off around the world, and then DNA kicked in, and certain people got darker skin and different shaped noses or different shaped eyes. And this is just DNA. But down to our very DNA, we are all, well, of the human race. We're so closely identical, even in our DNA, even though we have different characteristics in our appearances. So the Bible's very clear. There's only one race, the human race. But there are different people groups. So at the very outset, we have a fallacy here, that we have certain races, and therefore those races are desirable, and these races are not desirable. And sadly, as we saw in our series on eugenics, transhumanism is eugenics, about the same time, 1904, just about that same time, you have the World's Fair in St. Louis, grabbing pygmies, people from Africa, putting them in cages, and declaring they're lower on the evolutionary scale, the closest to the monkeys or the apes, and they were dehumanizing these people. Now, any of you that are regular listeners of my broadcast know that for probably about a year now, I've been using this phrase, we are dehumanizing each other. We are dehumanizing each other. We are dehumanizing each other. I'm saying it three times to you because I want you to understand what is happening. They are deliberately trying to dehumanize all of us. They're trying to get us to buy into the idea that certain people are worthy, certain people are not, certain people are valuable, certain people are not. Certain people are productive human resource. Certain people are not. Certain people are necessary and needed as a brain trust. Other people are useless eaters, or they have lived a good life. Let them go. They've lived a good life. And we've played for you that Agenda 21 from the United Nations ad. Find it out on YouTube. I've lived a good life. I've lived a good life. And it's based on the idea that there's not enough resources to have the population where it is today. There's too many people. You know, I'll try to find it during the break. This might make you fall out in the floor. This might make you fall out in the floor. I actually found something the other day in which I agree with John Lennon. That's a phrase I never thought would come out of my mouth. I saw a video clip the other day, and I'm like, are you kidding me? I now have something I agree with John Lennon on? John Lennon is on Dick Cavett's broadcast. You guys remember Dick Cavett? I actually got interviewed on radio by Dick Cavett probably close to 30 years ago. He was rather smug and arrogant, condescending. I think they had me on just to try to make a fool out of me. But anyway, I can at least say I was on Dick Cavett's program. Dick Cavett is interviewing John Lennon. And John Lennon, to my surprise when I saw the clip, says, don't buy into the overpopulation lie. Don't buy into the lie, we're overpopulated. I'm not buying that. I was like, wow. But that's the Agenda 21, Agenda 2030 lie. And why do I bring that up? I bring that up once again to say we can and we should strongly disagree with people on so many issues that deal with the sanctity of life, that deal with biblical definitions of marriage and morality and sexuality. We should disagree strongly but kindly with people that want to preach another Jesus, another gospel, but we must not dehumanize each other in the process. Now, I know that's hard because we all, the host included, get very, very passionate about what we believe, and we get very, very offended and a righteous indignation against many of the things we hear and see, and we should. But we have to remember at the same time, we don't want to play into the hand of the globalists, the elitists, in dehumanizing each other. They want us to fight. They want us to fight and hate each other. And they're hoping that in the process of us fighting and hating each other, we will come to dehumanize each other. And thereby, when something starts to happen to one group of people, they will not have anyone that stands up for them. Did they do that to the Jews? Yeah, they did. And how many people stood up for the Jews? Not many. Some, yes. But not many. How did that happen? They dehumanized the Jew. They compared the Jew to the monkey, to the ape. They declared the Jew was not more highly evolved, that the Jewish people were not a people group that were as advanced, as enlightened, as progressed, as the German Aryan race. The Jews were not of blood and soil. The Jews were a blight. The Jews were the source of all suffering and oppression. The Jews were the money grubbers. They were the source of all the problems. And if Germany could just get rid of the blight, the source of the problem, then Germany could build a strong German man, a strong German wife together, could build a strong German family, and they could create the Superman of Darwin and Nietzsche. And so the Jews were dehumanized. And we saw the pictures the other day in the footage, for those watching by television, that at the World's Fair, they literally had scientists. They had the scientists measuring the heads of the pygmies, measuring the heads of those from Africa, and trying to show their similarities genetically to the ape or the monkey. Do you know that's exactly what we see in black and white footage of the so-called doctors and scientists doing to the Jews. Their white lab coats, measuring their noses. They're not really a Semitic people. All kinds of things they've come up with. And this is, of course, what you hear the Islamists saying today. Sadly, this is what you hear white, anti-Semitic people saying today. They're not really a Semitic people. Why don't you take their DNA? That's interesting. Why do these same people not go around and say, the Palestinian Liberation Organization? They're not from Palestine. They're not from Israel. Their DNA shows they're not. And by the way, the term Palestine was given to them, or Palestinians, was given to them by a Roman emperor. I think his name was Hadrian. Or something similar to that, very close. It was a Roman emperor that gave that to them to pit them against the Jews, because it was really referring back to the Philistines, the arch enemy of the Jews. But I don't ever hear those people, oh, well, the Jews, they're not really a Semitic people. That's funny. I never hear them say that about the Palestinians. Well, the Palestinians aren't from that area. Genetically, we can prove, and archaeologically, we can prove this is not their homeland. But they dehumanized the Jewish people to the point that no one said anything for the most part. Some did. Some did, but not many. In fact, as I've told you before, Himmler, the head of the SS, told the SS troops in committing these atrocities, don't worry about it. Don't feel guilty. Don't worry. You're doing them a favor. You're doing them a favor because you allow them to come back through reincarnation as something better. So while we can disagree with people, we have to be sure we don't fall into the trap of dehumanizing each other. You know what I also find? I've also found in the last 2 years that people that I probably would have read their bio and seen that they worked with Bill Clinton and Al Gore and seen that, you know, they were big donors to the Democrat Party, and what I would have initially thought, what a moron. And I need to check that, because reality is maybe they just don't know. Maybe we need to bring them along. Maybe we need to give them some information they don't have. Maybe they've been a little bit brainwashed. Maybe if they got the right information and with the right attitude and the right conversation, I can win them over and help them see. And do you know that today I interview many formerly self-described progressives, many that used to work with people like Bill Clinton or Al Gore, many that used to be big donors to the Democrat Party, who no longer call themselves a Democrat, are now for the Second Amendment, are now some of the strongest voices using real science, to show that the clot shot is killing people, that the government knew it, that the government wanted this buried for 75 years, Pfizer. And now these are voices that are joining us in a chorus to defend life and liberty. You see, those carrying out this Hegelian dialectic, they don't want us to get along. They don't want us to find areas where we do agree. Now, again, I don't have to agree with someone theologically to work with them on a non-theological position. Although I could make the case that all of this is theological because we're talking about, thus saith the Lord, thou shalt not murder. But I don't have to get into the area of agreeing with their theology related to who Jesus is or salvation to work with them on another issue. In other words, I don't have to have an interfaith dialogue or an ecumenical event or agreement to say, yeah, I'm setting those issues aside in this conversation. I'm going to interview them. I'm going to talk to them. But you know what? Guess what's happening now? Some of those people, because we have been respectful to them, we have honored them for their work and their research. We have respected and honored them for their honesty, for saying, hey, I was for this. I was anti this. Now I realize, wait a minute. I really now really appreciate the Constitution and the liberties and freedoms that are there. Wow, I've learned a lot. Well, who hasn't? Right? But now that we've built friendships with them, we're helping each other, guess what they're also doing? They're saying, I want to hear a little bit more about what you believe about the Bible and Jesus. Could we accomplish this if we dehumanized each other? Nope.
We are making February Free Freight February. If you want to get freeze-dried food, right now is the time to get it because we're not charging any freight. For some of you, that will save hundreds and hundreds of dollars that would have gone toward the cost of freight. So don't delay right now. If you're looking to get freeze-dried food, now's when you should do it. WVWTVstore.com, WVWTVstore.com, or calling 901-468-9357, 901-468-9357. 468-9357. With all that's going on in the world, do you have enough food on hand or do you need to add to your existing supplies? If so, consider purchasing freeze-dried food from us. You not only get a great deal and now you're getting free freight, but you're also supporting WVW Broadcast Network and all that we're doing. It's a big part of our general operating budget. So we're offering you a service, and it's also a big part of our general operating budget to keep pushing out free programs to you. So everybody wins. WVWTVstore.com to check out 1 month, 3 months, 6 months, a year, 2 years, 3 years, whatever you need in regards to freeze-dried food. I have a 2-year supply of food for my family because I believe we're on the edge of something horrible in America and around the globe that's being manufactured on purpose. The collapse of our food supply, the collapse of our just-in-time inventory, the collapsing of our bank system, so much is now being manufactured. We also, of course, are looking at what Russia is doing, China is doing. Now we have China sending unidentified objects into the U.S., likely sucking up information about our intelligence and how we would respond to an attack. They're flying a balloon, as they did a few weeks ago, over our nuclear triad, our military bases that include our bombers, our silos that have our intercontinental ballistic missiles in them, and then, of course, some of the submarine ports off the East Coast. Folks, it's obvious they're preparing for war. In fact, recently a 4-star general said to his men under his command in a letter that was leaked to the media, he told them, prepare for war with China. It's going to happen by at least 2025. Then you have the cyber hacking, the new way of warfare, EMP, and so much more. Again, why would you not want to have enough food and water on hand? If you're interested in emergency freeze-dried food and emergency supplies, check out WVWTVstore.com, WVWTVstore.com. You can also call 901-468-9357, 901-468-9357. Take advantage of our free freight February going on now at WVWTVstore.com. Thank you. All right, welcome back. Glad you're with us. Worldview Radio, our website, worldviewradio.com. And if you're interested in any of the emergency supplies or emergency resources we have available, we are offering for February a free freight February, which for some people is going to save them hundreds of dollars because they're ordering enough emergency supplies and freeze-dried food that is so heavy that it's saving them hundreds of dollars. We worked for 2 months, probably close to 2 months, to try to negotiate a better shipping rate so we could bring our prices way, 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 way down on shipping. And then we got it down to a spot where I said, you know what, let's just run some specials. There are a lot of people on fixed incomes and other people that are trying their hardest to find the resources to prepare for what's coming. You know, let's just eat the cost of freight if we can get it down this low. So we worked for 2 months like this. A couple point times I almost gave up because it was so much work and the computer system we had to get into and learn and the labels we had to learn to print, and it was a mess. But we persevered. Two people that worked closely with me on this, three people I should say, persevered on this, and we got it done. So we're offering free freight February on those emergency supplies. And again, you do what you want to do. I've had enough for my family since 2013. I didn't start even offering this service to people until 2016 because I mentioned it on the air, and so many people contacted us. What'd you get? Where'd you get it? How we get it? We thought we could offer it and then have a service to people as well as help with our general operating budgets for producing and pushing out free radio and television. But you do what you want to do. But I don't know how to stress this to you guys, whether you get it from us or you get it somewhere else. You guys, some of you do, but I don't think some of you have an understanding of what's coming if the Lord doesn't take us out of here. I don't think some of you understand how dangerous it is right now and what these people have in mind. And
you know, I'm all for precious metals. I've been a big guy, a proponent of hard assets, gold, silver, precious metals for a long time. But I'll tell you something. Everything in moderation, right? Diversification. Moderation and diversification. I don't give financial advice, I give financial opinion. Moderation, diversification. And I'll tell you something. Not only do I have enough emergency freeze-dried food for my family and some of the folks that work for us, I also have put away enough that I can use to barter. I have a doctor that lives in my neighborhood. And if I need to have stitches or someone on in my family, our team at some point, needed stitches or medical treatment or an arm set or something, and the whole system's gone down. We've had an EMP attack or a cyber attack on our grid, and it's gone down. What do you think is going to be going on at the hospital? Are you even going to want to venture out to the hospital? But if I have in my neighborhood a group of people that I know who they are, from medical doctor to nurse to, you know, a skilled carpenter or whatever it might be, don't you think I'm going to be able to elicit services from some of these people with a bucket or two of freeze-dried food? I think they'll be more than happy to set a broken arm or give you a few stitches. There are other things you might need along the way. So I'm telling you, I also, because I'm getting emails, increasingly I'm getting emails and texts, people asking me, can you please give more detail about the things that you're doing to prepare so we can mimic what you're doing? Well, there's one of them. I actually, like I said, I like precious metals. Precious metals are, for me, a way to store wealth and hedge against inflation. And some will say, will you be bartering with it? Well, I guess you probably could. You could. But if gold goes to $10,000 an ounce, you got one coin, how are you going to get change, right? Well, that's where you go to smaller quantities of silver, right? But generally, gold and silver is just something to preserve your family's savings, regardless of the size, till things wash over. And then when the system is reset, you can trade it in. And I almost can guarantee you it's going to be higher in value than what you paid for it and kept up with inflation so that you didn't lose your savings. So if you had a $10,000 savings account, due to hyperinflation and inflation and debasement of currency, it all washes over and the system's reset, you're still going to probably have your $10,000 in purchasing power in that precious metal. Because the dollar going down is what makes gold and silver go up. So you could take whatever is there in that precious metal, trade it in to whoever you bought it from, get back a check, take the check to the bank and put it into your digits and use your digits to buy stuff, if that's where they're forcing us to. So I believe in all that. In moderation. But I also know bartering. I understand, and people say, oh, we're never going to go to a bartering system. Maybe not for years on end, but you could easily find yourself bartering with people for a few weeks or a few months, particularly if you have a crisis with your emergency or with your grid, electricity, the banking system. You may find yourself bartering for a few weeks, few months. I hope not. You might. So there you go. I'm increasingly getting emails of people asking me, share more about what you personally do, what you're personally thinking and preparing for. So there you go. But anyway, free freight February, wvwtvstore.com, wvwtvstore.com. And you can also, if you have more information, want more information on that, talk to a human being, 901-468-9357, 901-468-9357. So back to the topic of transhumanism is eugenics and not dehumanizing each other. They want us to do that. But when we don't dehumanize each other and we can find areas where we are going to agree, and increasingly more and more people on the left and the right and in the center are starting to find themselves agreeing. Because they realize they're coming against all of us. And they are. So don't fall into the trap of dehumanizing each other, which is exactly how eugenics work. Oh, let's We discard the old people. We dehumanize old people. We now have dehumanized physically handicapped, mentally handicapped. And we played the video by Julian Huxley the other day. These people should have never had children. Well, Francis Galton is considered the father of eugenics, cousin of Charles Darwin. You can go to the Galton Institute. They have a website. They openly admit this. It was established in its current form in 1989 in memory of Sir Francis Galton, one of the UK's most distinguished Victorian scientists and a cousin of Charles Darwin. The Eugenics Office. Later in 1904, Galton established a research fellowship in eugenics at University College London, and the Eugenics Records Office was installed in Gower Street. Following year, the ominously named German Society for Race Hygiene was created in Berlin by, wait for it, Galton. That's right. You think that helped to lay the foundation for who was to come in about three decades? The seeds of eugenics. In 1859, when Galton was 37, his cousin Charles Darwin published his book on the theory of evolution, the full title of which was On the Origin of Species by Means of Natural Selection or the Preservation of Favored Races in the Struggle for Life. The work, based on years of scientific research, described the process of evolution by means of natural selection, causing a storm of controversy as it identified mankind's place in the world through a struggle for existence rather than God's will, thus, in the minds of some, if not all, dramatically overturning the accepted order. In the new theory, it was inherited random variation that conferred selective advantage on some individuals over others in the fight of secure the Earth's limited resources. Here we go. This is what the Agenda 21 commercial is, with the older folks saying, I've lived a good life. I've lived a good life. If you remember, that starts out by them talking about limited resources and population. The right to die has become the duty to die. Then there were posters that were put out, 1920s, eugenics posters. Only healthy seed must be sown. Check the seeds of heredity, disease, and unfitness by eugenics. There you go. Only the healthy should be allowed to procreate, not the defective. Remember the video and audio we played the other day of Julian Huxley? These people are defective. They're defective. They're defective. That's interesting. There they were in the video, what they said were the defective put into these homes, doing skilled carpentry and building furniture. Well, I can't build furniture. Maybe I'm more defective than they are. You think about that? I can't build furniture. I can't build squat, really. Maybe I'm more defective than they are. Maybe they're actually more advanced than I am in some ways. Maybe I'm more advanced than they are in some ways. But if I can't build furniture and nice furniture, and I couldn't make a boot, I don't do boot work and leather work, but there they were on black and white video doing all these things. And I'm thinking to myself, how defective can you be if you can build fine furniture and you're a craftsman with leather and boots? I can't do any of that. Maybe I'm defective, according to the standards of Julian Huxley and his friends. And we found out from another video talking about the World's Fair that some of these people, in today's standards, would not be considered defective. Well, of course they wouldn't. And what did Julian go on to say were the people who should be breeding? Oh, the elite, the upper class. The actors and actresses and orchestra conductors and artists. I played it in the video the other day. Here's Philosophy for Life, Julian Huxley and Evolutionary Spirituality. Darwin's cousin, Francis Galton, thought fitness meant most intelligent. And he developed an evolutionary religion called eugenics, in which scientists intervene in the evolutionary process to encourage the smartest to breed more while sterilizing the less smart. So let me ask you a question. What do we already know that the elite think about you and me, the conservative, the Christian? They think we're mentally unstable. When you didn't want to wear a face diaper, what'd they say? You're narcissistic. You're selfish. You're suffering from signs of mental narcissism, mental illness. If you're a patriotic, constitutional-loving, Bible-loving, freedom-loving, anti-moral relativism, believe in absolutes, believe in God, believe in certain standards, if you fall into that category as American patriotic male, like, say, Ronald Reagan, John Wayne, you're suffering from toxic masculinity, and according to the American Psychological Association, you're mentally ill. Now, what should be done? Should the mentally ill, the defective, be allowed to procreate? No. So here it is from the magazine, the Philosophy for Life, a website, back in 2021, saying that Francis Galton, the father of eugenics, not only wanted to speed up the Darwinian evolutionary process, but only the smart should breed while sterilizing the less smart. The less smart. Yeah. How do you think that would turn out for you and me? And then we see from the Encyclopedia Britannica, the term transhumanism was popularized by the English biologist and philosopher Julian Huxley. By the way, remember, he was the executive director of the first executive director of the United Nations Education Scientific Cultural Organization. And what's going to be happening on the 27th of February, my friends? Another meeting for those to determine the new resolutions for the World Health Pandemic Treaty. And then in May, they're going to be voting on this. And if they turn the power over to the UN, of which Julian Huxley was a big part of, what can they do? They can do all kinds of stuff. I'll tell you more. Don't go away. Hello, I'm Brandon House. Are you concerned about the current financial state of not only America, but the world? Are you concerned about, well, the enslavement that can come to you through a digital currency where they can track every movement, every transaction, or turn you off? How about the merging of a digital economy with a social credit score? We saw through the COVID tyranny just how tyrannical our government can be to those who love liberty and freedom, to small business owners as well as large business owners, to the invasion of privacy. If you're looking for a way to secure your financial future, well, can I recommend you get the free packet of information from Wes Peters at Swiss America? We've been working with Swiss America for over 16 years as a sponsor of our radio shows, our TV shows, and our conferences, our free Worldview Weekend rallies we held all over America. Again, we've been working with them for over 16 years. In fact, Wes Peters shows up at our national conference at the Ozarks almost every year, and he sits and has meals and visits with many of our attendees who are now his clients. That speaks volumes, doesn't it? Well, I don't give financial advice, but I do give financial opinion. And I believe you should call Swiss America right now and get their free, no-obligation packet of information. In fact, you don't even have to call. You can actually text Wes Peters right on his cell phone. Give him your name and mailing address, and let him know you would like the free, no-obligation packet of information mentioned by Brandon House. You can text him at 602-558-8585. That's 602-558-8585. I'll give that again if you want to get a pen and piece of paper. Remember, when you get this packet of information, here's what I would recommend. Go through it. Write down all your questions, and then after you've thoroughly researched the information he sent you, then you can call him back up, set up a time and an appointment to visit with him and have all your questions answered. Do your due diligence. Do your homework. There is no template for every person. Every person is in a separate situation, right? So, my friends, do your homework and then ask a lot of questions. Once you're satisfied with all of your homework, then you can make a decision that is best for you. Again, it starts, I think, though, with getting that free packet of information. No obligation. Just simply text him your name and address. He'll send it on its way. And you'll get to learn the difference between bullion, freshly minted silver coins or gold coins, and what is known as numismatic, 1933 and older. You can learn about how to put gold in your IRA. These are questions, again, that you can get answered through that packet of information and conversations with Wes Peters at Swiss America. So again, just simply text him your name and address, 602-558-8585, 602-558-8585, and that free packet of information will be on its way. Thanks. All right, welcome back. Glad you're with us. Worldview Radio, our website, worldviewradio.com, wvwtvstore.com, Encyclopedia Britannica, okay? Here's what they say. The term transhumanism was popularized by the English biologist and philosopher Julian Huxley. In his 1957 essay of the same name, Huxley held that it was now possible for social institutions to supplant human evolution and refining and improving the human species. Although Huxley was principally concerned with advancing the human condition through social and cultural change, the general notion of humanity transcending itself came to be adopted by the emerging transhumanist movement, which coalesced around significant scientific advances such as the development of computer technology, the advent of space travel, and the successful use of cryopreservation, human eggs and embryos. In the 1980s, newly formed transhumanist organizations and schools of thought advocated human life extension, cryonics. I guess it'd be like taking your brain and your head and freezing it. I'm not kidding you. Space colonization and futurism, the study of current trends in order to anticipate, plan for, and influence their possible outcomes. That's futurism. In 1986, the American engineer K. Eric Drexler published Engines of Creation, an exploration of the future applications of, listen now, nanotechnology and molecular manufacturing. Doesn't that sound a little more current and relevant in 2023 here than it did back in 1986? Nanotechnology and molecular manufacturing, as we're all now talking about the nanotechnology in the mRNA so-called vaccines, right? And changing you at your DNA level and setting you up so you can literally be programmed. And the talk of Klaus Schwab and others that you will have a brain implant. A brain implant. Keep going. Also in the 1980s, the American conceptual artist Natasha Vita Moore published an evolving manifesto of transhumanism and the, quote, transhumanist arts statement, end quote. They love the artiste, don't they? So nice. Which announced the designing of a future that merged aesthetics with science and technology. Aesthetics, what looks nice, I guess, right? To enhance sensory experiences and to improve and extend human life. I go back to this whole obsession with the arts. It wasn't again too long ago that in America, psychological organizations thought that homosexuals were mentally ill. Pedophilia would certainly be a mental illness. Today, homosexuality is celebrated, promoted. They're normal. The people that are opposed to it, they're the crazy ones. Again, Sigmund Freud. They're following their natural inclinations of lust, cannibalism, and killing. The Christians, they suppressed it and became neurotic and crazy. Good will be called evil. Evil will be called good. But these people seem obsessed with the arts. Maybe when we open the phone lines, you guys can tell me why you think they seem so obsessed with the arts. But we had Julian Huxley on that in 1937, I think that black and white documentary I played was from. And then in the 1980s, we got this Natasha Vita Moore publishing her evolving manifesto of transhumanism, Transhumanist Arts Statement, which announced the design of a future that merged aesthetics with science and technology to enhance sensory experience and improve and extend human life. Other prominent voices within the transhumanist movement were the American philosopher James Hughes and the Austrian-born Canadian roboticist Hans Moravec. So they want to live forever. And transhumanism is bought into by both the atheist as well as by the secular humanist as well as by the cosmic humanist or New Ager. Now here's the book, 1957, written by Julian Huxley, called New Bottles for New Wine. New Bottles for New Wine. Julian Huxley, 1957. I'm not going to read the whole thing to you, but I did go through it, and I pulled out excerpts. Here we go. This is what he writes. Quote, to do this, we must study the possibilities of creating a more favorable social environment, as we have already done in large measure with our physical environment. We shall start from new premises. For instance, that beauty, something to enjoy and something to be proud of, is indispensable, and therefore that ugly or depressing towns are immoral. The quality of people, not mere quantity, is what we must aim at, and therefore that a concerted policy is required to prevent the present flood of population increase from wrecking all our hopes for a better world, that true understanding and enjoyment are ends in themselves as well as tools for our relaxations from a job, and therefore we must explore, make fully available the techniques of education and self-education. Man, that's a long sentence. That the most ultimate satisfaction comes from a depth and wholeness of the inner life. And therefore, that we must explore and make fully available the techniques of spiritual development. Okay, now, I want to go back. He says, we must get rid of the depressing towns. Ugly or depressing towns are immoral. Well, who decides that? Well, they do, and then they use eminent domain to come in, and all of a sudden, a part of town is gone. The laundromat, the little Mexican restaurant next to it, the barbershop, whatever it might be, all of a sudden, it's gone. And up pops a new, beautifully aesthetic-looking little highly landscaped area with now businesses, many of them huge companies. They're the shops, the business, the coffee shops of huge companies. And you look at that and you say, well, that's improvement. There's the great American experiment of capitalism. Out with the old, in with the new. No. That was deemed to be ugly. That was deemed to be ugly. You know, as Grinch said, one man's toxic sludge is another man's potpourri. The line from the Grinch. So, who defines ugly? But the government comes along with big corporations, big government, big business, public-private partnership, and says what? We want to build that area. And they go in with eminent domain, and they bully until they have bought that area. And all of a sudden now, the laundromat, the little Mexican restaurant, the little barbershop, gone. And I've talked about this with Tom DeWeese and others, and people look at this and say, oh, look, improvement, capitalism, free market, wonderful. No. Those people didn't want to sell. The laundromat, Mexican restaurant, the barbershop, whatever was it, they didn't want to sell. They were forced out. They were forced out. Their livelihood was taken. No matter what they were given, it probably wasn't enough, and they didn't want to sell to start with, so it doesn't matter. Now we're told that's improvement. And you notice that we're doing a lot of this today, and then you see the big, beautiful landscaping and the trees and the walking paths and these planned communities, right? Because they're all getting ready for the 15-minute city. Well, here you go. Julian Huxley. These towns, they're ugly and they're depressing. They're immoral. That quality of people, not mere quantity, is what we must aim at. There you go. So the people that live there, not just the town is depressing, not just the town is depressing and immoral, but the people are not the quality that we want. Not the quality of people we want. Well, we've already seen that from his 1937 black and white footage. These people should have never been born. They've been better for society and for themselves. They'd never been born. Well, I'm sorry, Julian. God opened and closes the womb. You're not God. But I know that's what you think because that's what transhumanism is all about. Genesis 3, you'll be like God. You will decide what is right and what is wrong. And again, experts went on to say a lot of these people that were deemed defective would not be considered such today. The point I'm making, again, folks, is one man's definition of defective is another man's definition of a patriot, a Christian, a conservative. They've hijacked words. Bella Dodd, the former communist, warned us of that. He goes on to say, above all, that there are two complementary parts of our cosmic duty, one to ourselves to be fulfilled in the realization and enjoyment of our capacities, and the other to others to be fulfilled in service to the community and in promoting the welfare of the generations to come and the advancement of our species as a whole. In other words, we got to build a better man. We got to build the new man. The new man. We owe it to the future generations to build the new man, the better man, the healthier man, the stronger man, the more genetically advanced man, the more desired race, and the preservation of the desired race, and the elimination of the undesired. Notice he also says that a big part of transhumanism is going to be what? In service to the community. Service. What have I been telling you guys about over and over now for the last many years? Community service. Community service. Volunteerism. Forced volunteerism, mandated volunteerism. That's called slavery. I warned you about the committee that was put together by Barack Obama and then John McCain, and they put together the council, which included a transgender man who now thinks he's a lady, former military guy, who's now, by the way, I think over a department inside the DOD with ready preparedness for the military. Sleep well, my friends. He, she's got it. And what did they say? And as they put together a committee, and we warned you, they were going to recommend drafting America's daughters, and they did recommend that to Congress in their report that came out in 2020 to draft America's daughters. And by the way, we're going to World War III. Colonel Mills said the other night when I asked him, 10 being we're going to war, 1 we're not. What are we at? 10? 10? We're going to war. Putin's speech the other day. Biden seemed to address him in Warsaw, Poland, with his own speech. They're both doubling down. The globalists want us to go to war. One reason they want us to go to war, as I dealt with last night, folks, is because everything is collapsing. When it was all about to collapse in late 2019, and I told you I was watching the repo market, the repurchasing market, overnight loans, and there was a liquidity issue with the banks, I believed, from watching the government step in and fund the overnight purchasing of the liquidity market, short-term loans overnight, I said, uh-oh. And what happened after December 2019? COVID. Big time. And a lot of government money and quantitative easing. Now they need something else to cover the derivatives market. These banks that are bankrupt. They're insolvent. A world war will solve all their problems. As a guy said the other night, world war checks all the boxes. Checks all the boxes, folks. And they're pushing us to that. Phone line's now open. Hello, I'm Brandon House. Do you appreciate the free programs at worldviewradio.com, WVWTV.com? Do you appreciate the fact we put out a 24-hour-a-day stream of free television? By the way, did you know that's free for you to watch? But it's not free to us. We spend thousands of dollars a month in pushing out free programming. We have to pay the bandwidth. Every time someone listens to a radio show, watches a TV show, we get a bill. We have to pay the bandwidth bill. That comes to thousands of dollars a month, not counting the cost of our IT guys and all the other costs that go with producing television, the guys in the control room, and so much more. If you appreciate WVW Broadcast Network, would you partner with us? You can partner with us and help us push out free programming as a ministry of WVW Foundation, because you know what we could do? Put it all behind a paywall. But instead, we said, let's not do that. Let's push out programming for free as a ministry of the WVW Foundation. Would you please consider making a contribution right now at WVWFoundation.com? That's WVWFoundation.com. You'll also find our mailing address there if you prefer to support us through the mail. You can also use our phone number and make a contribution over the phone by calling 901-468-9357, 901-468-9357. Thank you for supporting free programming through WVWFoundation.com. All right, welcome back. We're going to go to the phone lines, 1-800-347-9829. Man, I'm dying for a cup of coffee. What happened? Where's your mother, Logan? 1-800-347-9829, 1-800-347-9829. Before we go to the phone lines, 1-800-347-9829, they're big on community service. And here we have this community service document that calls for mandatory community service for elementary, high school kids to be able to graduate. They said we're going to make it applicable to homeschool kids as well, so don't think you're getting out of this, homeschoolers. That's what they said. But they also talked about drafting America's daughters. When we say, or when the guy the other night said, World War checks all the boxes, meaning it solves a lot of problems. They can use it to cover the banking collapse. They can use it to enrich themselves. They can wipe all the debt out, reset everything, which is why one guy said, that's why Klaus Schwab says you're going to own nothing and be happy. They're going to wipe it all out. You maybe will get a little bit of money back in digital form, but if they do bail-ins, you're not getting it back. Like in Cyprus, the lady in the restaurant we played a clip of a few weeks ago, she lost what was the equivalent in America of $100,000. Gone. Bail-in. And now, how much are we hearing about mandatory minimum incomes? Mandatory minimum incomes. And Noah Harari says what? We don't need people anymore. We have too many. We don't need most of these people. They're useless eaters. And those that we keep, we can make them happy with drugs and video games. We're like, wait a minute, what about working? Oh, you're going to get a mandatory government check. You'll own nothing and be happy. You'll own nothing, and you'll be happy. You won't even own a car. When you want to use a car, you'll rent one, a subscription club, just like you do if you belong to some subscription club now. You'll do that with everything. You may not even own your appliances. It'll be a subscription. Your appliances will be owned, and you'll get all kinds of benefits and specials and extras. Everything will be a subscription plan, and you'll pay for all of it with your government check. But World War checks all the boxes, including getting rid of, wait for it, the useless eaters. I really wonder if when it comes to a draft, who are they going to give draft cards to first? Let's see. Let's make sure we grab Logan House. He works for that right-wing Christian father of his running Lindell TV and WVW and working with BCY America. Let's get rid of him. Let's take him. And Reagan, Van, Thomas, you're all being drafted so they can kill you and get you rid of you. That checks all the boxes for not only getting rid of you, you radical, psychologically impaired religious nut jobs, but now House doesn't have anybody to help run his network anymore. War checks all the boxes. Yeah, well, you do that, and we're going to war. And it won't be with Russia that I go to war with. 1-800-347-9829, 1-800-347-9829. Phone line's open. Let's go to Lat, line one from Racine. Lat, thanks for calling in, Lat.
Yeah, Brandon House, I know you're talking about eminent domain. I don't know if you know anything about the eminent domain that happened here in southeastern Wisconsin with Terry Kahn from Taiwan, Japan, that forced his way in here to America. And the government forced these people out of their land, thousands and thousands of acres, to build Foxconn that never came to fruition. Because the fruition was, as I heard, there's people from the inside that says they're doing secret things through the document of listening to us down here in Wisconsin of right-wing groups. And that was all taken away, and the taxpayers are funding that. He got $2 billion from us to build his mega building corporations that never came to fruition to build TVs like he was going to, and that was all through the government. So you can check out Terry Kahn from Taiwan and Foxconn, and they never had the 13,000 jobs. There's 50 people working out there, and they're doing surveillance through the government out there. And I'll take my question off the air. Bye-bye.
Wow. Well, thank you, Lat. I'll have to dig into that. Yeah, I'll have to dig into that. Any of you that have any information or articles on that, email it to me. Brannon@worldviewweekend.com. Brannon, B-R-A-N-N-O-N, @worldviewweekend.com. Email me. I'd love to read about that. Jason from Scottsdale, Arizona, line 4. Jason, thanks for calling in, Jason.
Hi, Brannon. Thanks for taking my call. Real quick about the inflation thing. You know, I DoorDash every day. I listen every day, and I'm frantically trying to come back from, like, losing everything. COVID hit. But, you know, and luckily I never contracted. But my quick point is this. Have you noticed, and this has not really gone on in the media, property management companies are doing this now to people. And with inflation added to it, it's impossible. What they started doing, if you rent apartments, they started adding on useless services like valet trash. We'll pick up your laundry. We're going to hook you up with ADT. Even if you don't want the services, they still charge you for this. I just got another $1,000 bill for services I don't use, and I've been battling with this property management company. Well, it's insane. So, you know,
wow.
Other than that, that's all I had to say. That and the rate of inflation is crazy. Thank you, Brannon.
Thank you. That's disheartening. I am sorry to hear that, Jason. Yeah, life is expensive enough without paying for stuff you don't need or don't use and don't want. Wow. Doug, also from Phoenix, Arizona. He's calling in from Phoenix, Arizona. Doug, go right ahead, Doug. Hi, Doug.
Hi, Brannon. Thank you for taking my call. Can you hear me all right?
Yes, sir. I sure can, Doug.
All right. Well, I've been listening to you for a while, and I've heard you've really struck a chord with me about how pastors have, in effect, been compromised. And I'm a big reader, so I was really hoping you could recommend to me some pastors who write about daily living, or even history, just that haven't been compromised.
Okay, I'll give you some before we run out of time real quick. One would be Dr. Andy Woods. Dr. Woods is a pastor. He's an attorney, and he's a very, very close friend of mine. And he's written a lot of excellent books, and he goes into a lot of history in some of his books. On his book on dominionism or building the kingdom and Bible prophecy, he gets into a lot of history. Another author I would recommend as a pastor, that was a pastor, now this isn't on history per se, but anything written by Vance Havner, I would highly recommend. Another guy I would recommend, if you say he's a pastor, what do you mean by that word? The word pastor means shepherd, right? So in one respect, some of these people are pastors in that they shepherd people. They shepherd people. They have a shepherd's heart, and they teach theology and doctrine. You know, they really are, in one sense, pastors, even if they didn't go to seminary. We don't call them pastors. In fact, by the way, some of the best pastors, like Vance Havner, didn't go to seminary. But one author I would recommend, too, would be Dave Hunt. I'd recommend read anything by Dave Hunt. If you want to talk about a pastor, you could read Adrian Rogers. These are all guys I would highly recommend. Hope that helps. Pick it up tomorrow. Take care.
This has been Worldview Weekend Radio with Brannon House. CDs are available by calling 1-800-729-9829. Or to hear an MP3 file of this or earlier programs, go to worldviewweekend.com. Views expressed may or may not be those of Worldview Weekend, BCY America, or this station. This program is a public affairs presentation of worldviewweekend.com and is heard weekdays on BCY America.
Hello, I'm Brannon House. Have you visited mystore.com? Mystore.com is the home for American entrepreneurs, started by Mike Lindell. Why don't you check out the products there at mystore.com? And when you make your purchase, please be sure to use the promo code WVW. When you use that code WVW, then we receive a percentage of each purchase. A generous percentage of each purchase is donated back to WVW Broadcast Network, WVW TV, to keep us going. So thank you for checking out all the great products by American entrepreneurs at mystore.com. That's mystore.com, started by Mike Lindell. And be sure to use the promo code upon checkout of WVW. You get savings and we get credit. We all win. Thank you.